You're listening to The Morning Mix here on RNIB Connect Radio. Now it's time to fill our bellies because the fabulous blind chef Ian Gentle joins us on the line now. Hello, Ian.
Hello, Jill. How are you?
I'm good, thanks, this week. How are you?
I'm very good. I've got a special one for you this week.
I know you do. It's one of your very own recipes, isn't it? And it's an October pie.
That is exactly what it is. And an October pie is basically, it's a pie made from mixed game and dried fruit that's been marinated in brandy.
Oh my goodness, this sounds absolutely sumptuous.
It's a long and complicated recipe. So instead of giving you the whole thing, I'm going to take things like finely chopping vegetables and making pastry. We've done that before, so I won't go into the details of those parts of the recipe because I think people know how to do it now.
Absolutely. Well, listen, crack on with this recipe because I'm getting hungry just thinking about it.
I have to tell you that I source my game from a company called Home Farmed Venison. That's H-O-L-M-E, Farmed Venison. And I get it on the internet, and their internet address is hfv.co.uk, just in case people have difficulty sourcing it locally. And the ingredients are 700 grams of mixed game. It comes in a pack which contains wood pigeon, venison, and rabbit at this time of year. To that I add 2 pheasant breasts cut into bite-sized pieces, 300 ml of red wine for marinating, 300 ml of chicken stock, 150 grams of bacon lardons, 2 large shallots, a carrot, 4 tablespoons of finely chopped celery, 3 tablespoons of light oil, I use sunflower, some plain flour for dredging the meat, 120 grams of small chestnut mushrooms, 120 grams of dried stoned apricots, and 120 grams of dried stone prunes, some brandy, salt and pepper, and a bouquet garni that I make with dried thyme and rosemary, and about 20 crushed juniper berries, which I drop into a muslin bag. Short crust pastry sufficient to cover a 10-inch glass pie dish. Now, that's, if you're making it yourself, I find that 250 grams of shortening and 500 grams of plain flour to be enough. Or, of course, you can buy it ready-made. A beaten egg for glazing and a tablespoon of corn flour. Equipment, a bowl for marinating the meat, a bowl for marinating the dried fruit, a talking measuring jug, talking kitchen scales, a medium sharp knife, a chopping board, a large metal casserole with a lid that can be used on both the hob and in the oven, a wooden spoon for stirring, a slotted spoon, a colander, a rolling pin, a pastry board, a medium saucepan, which is about 3 to 4 pints, a mug, a teaspoon, a ladle, and a 10-inch glass pie dish. The method. Now, the night before, we put the mixed game and the pheasant breasts into a bowl and cover with the 300 millilitres of red wine. Cover and leave to marinate overnight. Slice the dried apricots and the dried prunes in half, place in a bowl and put in just enough brandy to cover the fruit. Cover and leave it to marinate overnight. And in the morning, they should have absorbed most, if not all, of the brandy. Then, when we're ready to cook, we finely slice the shallots, carrots and celery, prepare the bouquet garni, placing our herbs and juniper berries into the muslin bag. Drain the wine from the game marinade and set aside. Dredge the pieces of meat thoroughly in plain flour. Place the large oven-proof casserole dish onto the hob on a medium heat and place the lardons in the pan. When it starts to sizzle, cook for about 5 or 6 minutes, stirring occasionally. Then add the finely chopped shallots, carrot and celery with a teaspoonful of salt and some freshly ground black pepper. Reduce the heat to medium-low, then cook for another 8 minutes, say, stirring frequently. Remove the sautéed vegetables and lardons from the pan with a slotted spoon and set aside. Add 3 tablespoons of light oil to the pan and bring the heat up to medium-high. Add the meat and cook until sealed, turning it over with the slotted spoon to seal it all over. This takes about 5 minutes. Return the vegetables to the pan and stir with a wooden spoon. Add the red wine and the chicken stock. Add the muslin bag containing the bouquet garni. Preheat the oven to gas mark 3, which is 165 centigrade, 325 Fahrenheit. Heat the casserole on the hob until it is simmering, then cover with the lid and place into the center of the oven and cook for 1.5 hours. Then remove from the oven, remove the bouquet garni and discard it, strain off the liquid with a colander and set the juice aside for a gravy. Reset the oven to gas mark 6, which is 200 centigrade or 400 Fahrenheit. Grease the pie dish, roll out the short crust pastry, well, half of it, and place that in the pie dish. Spread the cooked mixed game onto the pastry. Remove the stalks from the mushrooms and scatter the mushrooms over the meat. Then lay the pieces of marinated dried fruit over the top of the meat and the mushrooms. Roll out the pastry crust, place on top of the pie, seal the edges and brush all over with beaten egg. Bake in the middle of the oven for about 25 to 30 minutes or until it's a good golden brown. Then, meanwhile, pour the juices from the casserole into a saucepan. Place a tablespoonful of corn flour into a mug. Add a ladleful of the juices into the mug and stir thoroughly until the flour is dissolved. Bring the heat under the saucepan up to medium high and return the corn flour mix to the pan. Bring to a simmer, stirring occasionally until thickened. Now here's a tip. If you hold the wooden spoon lightly as you stir in your fingers, you can feel the sauce getting thicker by increased resistance to the spoon as you stir. Serve with mashed or sautéed potatoes and the steamed green vegetable of your choice. And that is my October pie.
Ian Gentle, where have you been all my life?
It sounds complicated, but trust me, I've done it several times. I've served it for dinner parties. It does serve 6 people, I will say. And it's absolutely delicious. It's a surprising blend of tastes, but it's really good. I think of it as slightly Tudor.
Oh, it definitely is that. It sounds amazing, Ian. It really, really does. And I was just wondering, are you busy this weekend?
Am I busy this weekend? Yes, I think I am. We've got guests arriving, but I'm not cooking an October pie for them. I've not decided. In fact, I might cook an October pie for them. I've not decided yet.
Well, listen, I tell you what, you let me know the first weekend you're free and I am getting you on a plane right up here to Glasgow to spend the weekend with me, whether you like it or not. Ian Gentle, our blind chef, it's been such a pleasure to talk to you as always. I can barely wait for next week's recipe. Thank you for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Talk to you next week, Jill.